In the focus on internet and phone surveillance by the government, don't miss moves on immigration this week.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A bipartisan bill is due on the Senate floor tomorrow. It offers a path for many undocumented people to work legally, plus a path toward citizenship. It would also allow more skilled workers to come into the U.S. from overseas, a bone thrown to tech companies. And there's also a lot of new money proposed for border enforcement, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has proposed more than doubling border security spending in the bill to $10 billion. He also wants 10,000 more Border Patrol and Customs agents.
There will be some bang for the buck.
Edward Alden of the Council on Foreign Relations says spending billions on high-tech fences and border agents will lead to more apprehensions of migrants and smugglers. But the bigger bang for the buck? Adding customs inspectors to get more trucks through.
You probably get a security boost, but you'll also get an efficiency and trade boost to handle the huge traffic coming across those borders.
Economist Dennis Hoffman at Arizona State says defense contractors like Northrop Grumman are now scrambling to sell their military gadgets to secure the border.
Drone technology, any type of surveillance.
Conservatives who advocate spending more on border security, though, may have a tough time finding the money in tight budget times. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The whistleblower who prompted the debate about widespread electronic monitoring by the U.S. government is now in Hong Kong, awaiting his fate. 29-year-old Edward Snowden got hired by defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton just a few months ago. That firm has 24,000 employees. In 2011, The Washington Post calculated there are 854,000 people employed doing intelligence work, government and private sector. The director of national intelligence says 1.4 million people have top secret clearances. During this season of graduation, may we be rude enough to mention student loans and how long it takes to pay them back? Shannon Mullen reports.
Want to pay off your student loans in about 6 years? Get a degree in advertising or marketing. But according to Bankrate.com, if you become a librarian, plan on shelling out monthly payments for over two decades. Bankrate analyst Jessica Patel says lenders won't really give you that much time.
But it kind of gives you an idea of how long it would actually take if you're just paying it for a return on investment.
Patel says the new numbers assume you can put 10% of your salary toward your loan. So students should factor in their earning potential when choosing a career path. But that shouldn't be the only factor.
If you don't like what you do and what you study, you won't be any good at it. We have lots of data that tells us that.
Tony Carnevale is director of the Center for Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. He says it doesn't hurt to plan ahead, especially if your plan is to get rich. In that case, don't become a marriage counselor. Bankrate.com says that degree has the worst ROI, with a payoff period of 35 years. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
All this week, Marketplace is doing a special report on the consumer economy. We're calling it Consumed. We're exploring why we buy and use the things we do and what we get for it. We start with the consumer arms race. To keep up, many in the middle are buying goods and services once reserved for the rich. Case in point, personal trainers for kids. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports on a middle-income suburb of Washington, D.C.
In Waldorf, Maryland, football stardom begins at Pinnacle Performance Gym.
Get up, Montrell. Push forward.
Twice a week, Montrell Hunter comes here to bench press, push a sled, get yelled at for $20 a session. Here's his dad, Tim.
I figure what's a few hundred bucks for a period? It's going to help him. Yeah, let's do it.
Hunter's a government worker in a place where the income per capita is $36,000.
You have a better chance of being successful in any sport or any career you have. You know, and somebody's always out there going to outwork you.
Say kids from the rival school who come the next hour, including Corey Blunt's kid.
We don't like them. They don't like us. It's all in fun, though, but they're doing the extras just like
our boys in here getting extras right now.
They spend, so we spend, so they spend some more.
Until it's straight, right? All right.
Pinnacle owner Fran Penny started this gym 5 years ago. Despite the recession, revenue has grown 50% every year. Penny is from Waldorf. Not long ago, it was just a rural crossroad and some slot machines.
I don't believe that rich kids should get the best training and poor kids have to suffer.
Parents here talk of mobility, that you have to pay to play. You have to push your kids, the way Dave Pipes pushes his in wrestling.
And I've been screaming at him, get up, get up. He's been, I can't. You know, and he gets after me. He's crying, tears are coming out of his mouth. But I'm like, Dave, the only reason why I do it is because I push you. I didn't get pushed for grades. I didn't get pushed to go to college. And I didn't get pushed for sports. My dad didn't even know I went to sports a lot of times.
And the fact is,
getting kids into sports does help them in the future.
That's economist Valerie Ramey at UC San Diego. However,
the question, though, is whether parents are being forced to overinvest trying to get into colleges.
Brand name colleges, fueling overspending of money and of parents' time.
Punch, 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 get up, up, up.
If there's a limit to all this, they haven't hit it here. In Waldorf, Maryland, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
On the Marketplace PM show, our consumed reporter tries to keep up with a family intent on girding his children for middle-class success. And the Turkish guy behind the huge Greek yogurt company Chobani has been named the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Hamdi Ulukaya has an open-door policy. He's famous for telling his staff that if they ever thought he was making leadership mistakes, they had his, quote, serious permission to punch him in the face. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.